Welcome to Lunchbox 2, Manchester United Now.
Football predictions.
Welcome to another podcast of footballpredictions.net. In our series now, we're looking at Italy, Serie A, for the upcoming matches for this weekend, the first weekend in May 2024. And with me is my good friend, the Moose. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, Gesty, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine too, thanks. Looking forward to some of these.
Yes.
Shall we kick off? We've got the first game that we're looking at here is Torino up against Bologna. And yep. That one is on Friday, the 3rd of May, at 7:45 UK time. And this is going to be, well, it's going to be a hard-to-predict game, I think, this one. You've got Torino who, okay, last time out they lost to the champions 2-0 away, but they've had some draws before that. They haven't been scoring many goals there. And but they were off the back of some fairly good form before that. What do you think about Torino's chances in this one?
Yeah, I think when we look at their results recently, we're looking very much at under games, aren't we? I think important to note that the last game at Inter Milan, we actually predicted 2-0 Inter Milan, and Inter Milan won 2-0.
Yeah.
And we also predominantly have had Torino on under 2.5 goals. 5 out of their last 6 under 2.5, and that's also come in, although a slightly different markup. But anyway, Torino, yeah, they've not scored in 3 games in a row. Not a team that produces a lot of goals, and also they have kind of missed the chance now of really challenging for any of the European spots after their last run of no wins in 4.
Yeah, they've been disappointing.
Yeah, and Bologna, really, this surprise package in Serie A this season, going for the Champions League spots, and also in good form. Point.
Yeah. Better than Roma at the moment by 4 points, and they've won, 4 more games than them, so they're trying to create a bit of distance from them. They've not lost in a while either. They've racked up a few recent draws, but apart from that,
I think one of their key things seems to be very difficult to beat, right? Just 5 defeats in 34 matches.
Yes. And not really high scoring most of the time, although they did pick up 3 against Roma, but that was nice to rub it in for them.
Yeah.
But apart from that, they're quite a few 0-0, quite a few draws, actually. Quite a theme here.
Quite a few draws, and also against not the strongest teams in the league. They did beat Roma away 3-1, which was a great result for them. But then they drew Udinese only 1-1 at home in the following game.
Yeah.
Udinese, who is 18th in the league, they drew Monza at home 0-0, and Frosinone 0-0 away, who are also sort of in the bottom half of the league. So
3 out of 4 of the last games, all draws. And you know what? Torino, 2 out of their last 3 draws. I think we might have a draw.
Let's go for a draw.
Yeah. So we think this is going to be, we think we'll probably get a draw here. They're hard to separate these two at the moment. 1-1 is the score we've gone for.
Yeah.
So make what you will of that. This one in the UK, anyway, you can watch on TNT Sports 2. Discovery Plus and Bet365 using the bonus code FP365. Moving on to Monza up against Lazio. That one's on Saturday, 5 o'clock UK time kickoff. And this one, it's not looking so good for Monza, is it, lately?
It really isn't. They've also really dropped off in terms of form. They're sitting mid-table now, nothing to play for the rest of the season. And they're going into this game meeting a Lazio team that really much is chasing those European spots and have 4 wins in a row, one including a home win against Juventus. Mm-hmm. Last time out, they beat Verona 1-0 at home. We actually had predicted a low-scoring win for Lazio in that game, and we went in on that. What can we say about Monza? Their last home game was a 1-2 defeat to Atalanta, and we predicted Atalanta to win 2-1 in that game.
So I think exactly right. And you know what? We also, not that long before, the Torino-Monza game, we selected 1-0 for that, and they won 1-0. And before the game before that, we selected Monza to beat Cagliari 1-0, and they won 1-0. So we've been pretty good on the correct scores. So everything right, you know, three in the last six. So what do we think for this one?
Well, we think that Lazio will basically continue their good, the winning form with another win, albeit a low-scoring one this time. And to be fair, they've only, of the last three wins, they've only won with one goal. So we believe in another low-scoring win for Lazio here, 1-0 win. Yeah. And it's another game that you can watch live on Bet365, but also Discovery Plus and TNT Sports 3.
Yeah, you know, just another note there on Lazio. You know, we're going for a 1-0 win for them. They've won 1-0, or they've been 1-0 in the score anyway, three out of their last six. So it's a common score for them. So if you do use the Bet365 app or website to watch that, then just use the bonus code FP365. And if you just deposit anything there, you can watch the game or having placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Next up, we've got Sassuolo versus Inter Milan, the Champions. So we've got...
really a top-wee-bottom game here.
Yeah. A 7:45, that one, at UK time on Saturday. And, well, you probably know how this is going to go in our prediction. Sassuolo got thrashed, didn't they, by Fiorentina 5-1 in their last game. Conversely, Inter carried on their winning ways and beat Torino 2-0. So, don't think we're going to spend too long talking about this because it's kind of clear to us what the result will be. But let's talk about number of goals and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we predicted Inter to beat Torino 2-0 last week and they beat them 2-0. So we were in on that one and under a low-scoring game. We also had them to win the Milan derby, although we went for low-scoring and they actually won 2-1. Yeah. But if you look at the latest Inter Milan games, they have scored an average. They literally scored two goals in each of the last five games. And prior to that was a 1-1 draw at home to Napoli.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go over two goals for Inter here. They're number one, the champions already. They've not really got an awful lot to play for.
No.
But we're still going to go for the win because they're playing Sassuolo here, who is 19th. They do have something to play for. They're 5 points up, but still Inter has been so...
They might put up a fight and
possibly
score at home.
Well, we still think that Inter is too strong and will edge this 1-2-1.
Yeah, good shout. And you know, Inter have scored exactly two goals in their last five games.
Yeah.
Every game they've scored two. So if they score two in this one, that'll be nice for us. And so we think 2-1 to Inter. And they keep rolling on. That one you can watch on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365.
Yeah.
Next up, Cagliari up against Lecce.
Yeah.
That one's on Sunday, 11:30. So it's the lunchtime one there, 11:30 our time. And this one, Cagliari have just come off, they haven't won since the 7th of April. So they're probably due one.
And to be fair, they're pretty good at home, good home form. And they can score goals as well. But obviously in the last time out, they lost 3-0 at Genoa, which we kind of had foreseen. We had 2-1 Genoa as a high-scoring game, but a defeat for Cagliari, which it ended up with. But prior to that, Cagliari actually picked up points against Juve and Inter. So they have some fight in them. They're only 3 points above the relegation zone. So they have a little bit more to play for here than Lecce. Even though Lecce is in good form, they're not in bad form.
They can make up ground on them, actually. because they're just behind them in the table, 13th and 14th in the league. So not quite safe, are they? I don't think.
Lecce? Nope.
36 points for Lecce. So they probably are feeling a bit more relaxed about it. But Cagliari, 32 points. And, you know, Udinese, who are in the drop zone, are on 29 points. So you'd think Cagliari would want to win this one, wouldn't you?
Well, yes. I think we... Despite the form of late from Lecce, who, to be fair, like their wins have been against the opponents who have been very much bottom, like Salernitana, Sassuolo, Empoli. So yeah, whereas Cagliari has picked up points and scored goals against the better teams, so we think that Cagliari has got more to play for, and they will edge this 1-2-1.
Yeah, especially being at home. The crowd behind them and everything. So 2-1, probably I would have thought, looking at past scores, that both teams to score would probably be quite good.
Yes.
That one you can watch in the UK, anyone, TNT Sports 3, Discovery Plus, and Bet365, you can watch it on as well using the bonus code FP365. That's a good option. And next up, we've got Empoli up against Frosinone. That one's Sunday, 2 o'clock UK time. And, well, this one could be quite close, I think. And that's what we kind of think as a consensus. But Empoli, seem to be pretty good at home, but not so good away. So they're at home. They've won. The last game was away. They lost 2-0 to Atalanta, which we predicted exactly to be 2-0 to Atalanta, which we're happy about. Yeah. And they surprised us. The game before that, they beat Napoli. They beat Napoli at home. So they're strong at home. They also beat Torino at home, which was not bad. And so you would think, I think the last time they did actually lose at home was against Bologna, and that was mid-March. So strong. They're strong there. And Frosinone, what do we think about them?
Well, these two teams are both putting up a little bit of a fight. Their recent form has kind of pulled them out of the relegation zone.
Yep.
Frosinone and Empoli, they are both on 31 points, 2 points above Udinese. And really, they need points from this game. This is a very important game for both. But like you say, Empoli has won the last two games, surprised against Napoli and Torino. But Frosinone, at the same time, has not lost in the last five games. I think in this one, based on the last form of Empoli, and also the fact that we've gone for low-scoring games in Empoli recently, and this is going to be a very nervy encounter, we believe, hence why we're going for a narrow Empoli win.
Yeah. Home win. It feels right, doesn't it? Low scoring. It's going to be very, very nervous, I think, for both of these teams being so close on the same number of points. So, that could go either way. I think, maybe an under. They're going to be keeping it tight, you'd think, and not great goal scorers. So, that sounds. But they both do concede quite a few. So, let's see what happens in that one. Again, maybe on a keep away from, but it would be great to watch, and you can watch that one in the UK anyway on TNT Sports 3, Discovery Plus, and the Bet365 website and app using the bonus code FP365. Well worth a watch, I think. And that leads us on to the 2 o'clock UK time Sunday kickoff, Hellas Verona up against Fiorentina. And again, this could be tight, do you think?
Another tight game, because Verona, just as Frosinone and Empoli that we just spoke about, they are also just hanging in there with 31 points. So just two points above the relegation. They have a lot to play for. Fiorentina still close to the Europa League spots. And really, if they want to get up there, they need a win here. But at the same time, Verona, they really have to pick up points where they can, and the home games are important for that. They did win their last home game. We had an under in that one against Udinese, although a draw. We predicted them to lose at Lazio in a low-scoring game. which they did. They lost 1-0. So our predictions on Verona recently has looked pretty solid. For Fiorentina, we had them to win at home to Sassuolo, which probably was predictable, considering where Sassuolo is in the table. And they did beat them 5-1, didn't they? And now, going into this game, what are we looking at?
Well, they will be... I think now Italy have got that extra Champions League spot, have they not?
Yes.
So Fiorentina have a game in hand, and they're on 50 points. The fifth place team, Roma, 59 points. So, yeah, they'd have a lot of incentive here, I would have thought, as well. And Hellas Verona have not been good at playing higher teams, have they? They've not done well. So they've beaten some of the teams around them recently, but yeah, we think that Fiorentina, even though they're playing away, will have just a bit too much. And what have we gone for?
A narrow Fiorentina win 1-0.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you can watch that one again. That'd be an interesting one indeed on Bet365 using the bonus code FP365. Next up, we've got AC Milan versus Genoa. And yeah, that one's on Sunday at 5 o'clock UK time. And, AC Milan, you know, yeah, they're going to finish second.
Yeah, a little bit less to play for in this game, with Inter already having won the championship, and with the AC pretty much safe in the Champions League spot. I think probably mathematically they can only just about finish outside, or probably not actually, because of that fifth spot now. So it probably reflects a little bit Milan's form of late as well. They've actually won in 5 matches.
And they lost as well, didn't they? Of course, they lost the derby, but at home. But they also lost against Roma as well. So at home and away. So yeah, they are going to be, I think they've got a win in them. I mean, they've really blown it, haven't they, recently, to be honest with you?
Yeah, I mean, they play a Genoa team here that is not going to be easy to beat. But again, with Genoa, they pick up wins against sort of teams in the lower half of the table.
Yeah.
So they've not really got anything to play for, especially after the last win against Cagliari, which we predicted Genoa to win in an over 2.5 game. Yeah. So yeah, in this one, we're going with an AC Milan win, low-scoring game, 2-0. And yeah, it's another game you can follow on Bet365. And when you do sign up, please use FP365.
Indeed. Next, we've got another very interesting one. Roma at home against Juventus.
Yeah, I think it's safe to say that this is the match of the round, really, yeah, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah, yeah. And I think being at Roma gives them a slight edge, of course, with the crowd and everything. And they won't want to lose against Juve, but they've got similar form coming into this. Roma probably have the edge. They've won 4 out of the last 6, and actually Juventus have only won 2 out of their last 6. So they've had a few draws, haven't they, Juventus, but including the last game against AC Milan at home. So they're not travelling too well. I mean,
no, and they obviously lost their last game in Rome, which was at Lazio. So, yeah, not 1-4, but still 3 out of those were draws. One, the most recent 0-0 draw at home to AC Milan. So definitely not a team that's easy to beat Juve. They also lost only 5 games this season, and are looking pretty solid here as well for a Champions League spot. But for sure, if they lose to Roma, Roma's going to come within just 3 points of them. But again, with Serie A having now that fifth Champions League spot, that might not mean too much. But if you look at Atalanta in sixth, they've played 1 game less. It means that and with Juve's current form, if they lose at Roma, it could be a little bit nervy for them in the last few matches. So they probably want to get away with something.
I think you're right, and I think they'll defend. I think it'll be a battle of defenses maybe this game.
Yeah.
And but they've both got the ability, as we've seen all season, to score. So what do we think?
Well, tight game going on Juve's and in fact Roma's also most recent games, we're going for a 1-1 draw.
Yep, that sounds believable at this stage, doesn't it?
Yep.
That one's also that's a big game, that one. That one's on Bet365 too. You can watch that using the bonus code FP365 when you join, if you're not a member there already. I recommend you check that out. Next, Salernitana up against Atalanta. And that one, on Monday, actually. Monday the 6th at 5 PM UK time. And Salernitana have been terrible of late, haven't they?
Well, they doomed, aren't they? Relegated already. It has to be said, we've done actually really well on both teams in terms of our predictions. Yeah. We predicted the last five results for Salernitana, which includes a draw at home to Sassuolo, but also the last three defeats. And actually the last defeat at Frosione, we had Frosione win an over or a high-scoring game. And then we had, in Salernitana's latest home game, we had a low score defeat to Fiorentina, which also happened because it was a 2-0 defeat. We had a high scoring defeat at Lazio and they lost 4-1. So we're pretty good at predicting Sassuolo, but actually also Atalanta.
Very good at Atalanta. Look, we got 2-0 we predicted for the last game at home against Empoli. They won 2-0.
Exactly.
To win against Fiorentina. I didn't get the exact score in that one. But before that, we predicted, get this, 2-1, Atalanta away at Monza. They won 2-1.
Indeed, yeah.
So, yeah, we could be pretty proud of these. For this one, though, it'd be great if we get another exact score. But you would think, Salernitana are doomed. Well, they're gone. But they're also getting thrashed pretty comprehensively. Usually lose by even more than a goal than we predict sometimes. So so it could be a variable in this. Probably they'll concede again quite a few. So what's our conservative correct score for this one?
We're going with an Atalanta win and an over 2.5. I mean, Atalanta has got everything to play for because they know that Roma is playing Juventus the day before.
Yeah.
And they've got that fifth spot. They're just 2 points off Roma. Sassuolo, nothing to play for.
Up, don't they, when they get to this stage of the season? I'm talking about Atalanta. When there's something to play for, you can feel it. And then you come up against maybe a stubborn Salernitana who, you know, want to sort of bow out with something more than the two wins they've got. Can't see them winning.
No.
But up against Atalanta. But could be closer than maybe what the table suggests.
Yes. So a 2-1 win for Atalanta here. Another game you can watch on Bet365. And when you do sign up, please use FP365 as the promo code.
Great. And then to wrap up this league for the weekend, we've got another Monday game, 7:45 UK time. Udinese host Napoli. And Udinese are just above Sassuolo. They're in the relegation zone. And they'd be desperate to get a win here, but they haven't had a win for a long time.
Yeah.
And they've only had 4 all season. So if you look at what we had in the last game, they played Bologna, and we did pick an under 2.5 goals for that. And that was correct because it was a 1-1 draw.
Yeah,
but there's nothing much to shout about if you're a Udinese fan at the minute, is there?
Not really. They really have to win this game. They've only won one out of the last 10, actually. And what that means is they've actually dropped into the relegation zone with Empoli and Frosione picking up points. So now Udinese is in the relegation zone and they're playing a Napoli team that to be honest, they've not been in the greatest of form themselves of late.
No.
But they have got European places to play for. And
pretty far off, though. Yeah.
Pretty far off. That's almost very theoretic. But it, really, it's two teams that need points, basically, right? And I think when we look at the most recent predictions, like you said, for Udinese, low-scoring games, and that's pretty much what we've been looking at as well.
Yeah.
The last home game against Roma, we had a Roma win, a narrow win. We had 1-0 Roma. Yeah. Roma beat them 2-1. And actually, Napoli played Roma in their most recent game and got a 2-2 draw. So we were correct on both teams to score and over 2.5 in that game. Now, in Napoli's latest away game, we also had the both teams to score correct, because we had no both teams to score and we had under 2.5. But instead of a 1-0 win, there was a 1-0 defeat. But yeah, no doubt it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I think you're right. It may well be. And we've gone for an away win in this one. We've gone for Napoli to beat Udinese just by one goal, 1-0. And we, I guess, have to wait and see what happens with that. Again, that's one that's, I'm not sure if I would be putting anything on that, but be a good one to watch. And that one you can watch on Bet365 using the bonus code, if you're new to them, of FP365. And that wraps up Serie A for this week. And fingers crossed, good luck if you do have a go. And we will see what happens in the next one. How well we did. So thanks very much, Moose.
Yeah, thank you very much.